Thank you, BBS Radio, for bringing us forward worldwide live over the internet. Good evening. It is today March the 1st, 2017. Another beautiful day. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Paradise, California. I welcome you all. It is Wednesday, so tonight's episode is, if you have questions, we have answers. You can submit questions per email. And we are early being broadcast, 4 minutes till the hour. So let us hang in there for a moment and wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to join in here shortly. Let's see, 4 minutes away. So I don't think Win was on the road yesterday. He is probably home right now. And he probably has not gotten to sending out an announcement email, is my guess.
Hi, so I have a question.
Go ahead.
You know how they say knowledge is power?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that sometimes people don't like to talk about certain negative things. And I'm thinking, well, how do you know about the negative things unless nobody asks them not to bring them in? Oh, go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Welcome to the call.
Well, hi.
Hi, John.
Hello.
This is May from Concord.
Oh, May from Concord.
California.
Concord, California, right. Hey, did you hear about the new gold rush in California?
The new one, I like.
New one.
The Oroville Dam, all that water released from
the shit of gold, right?
From the dam, yeah. It churned up all the earth, hundreds and thousands of tons of earth, and now there's a new gold rush in Oroville, California, and also in other parts of California. Now the last time this happened was 1849. It's a real gold rush again. People are going crazy, insane, finding gold in their backyards.
I haven't heard of it. I live only 20 minutes.
It's for real now. The Webbots predicted this back in October.
Who did?
The Webbots. That's, Cliff High's invention. It's basically a software program that it's based on the fact that all humans are psychic, and it basically predicted this back in October of last year.
Ah, what, the dam was going to break?
It predicted a flood, and also predicted that there was going to be this new gold rush in California.
Ah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, it's a little better, but it's still very painful right now. So,
but you're feeling better. Your voice sounds much better, so that's good.
A little bit, not a whole lot.
So hi. How does one learn knowledge when you can't? I mean, not to bring up anything negative, but then how do you know?
That's the thing. I totally understand your question, May, and that's the fine line between being aware of it, so getting to know about it, and being in fear of it, and that's because as you are in fear of it, then you are attracting it, and you're giving it power.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Welcome to the call, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
All right. And somebody else joined in with Bonnie. Welcome also. Please say your name and location, if you want to. We do welcome you. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heis, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Suzanne, welcome.
Thanks.
Hi.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
This is Roger in Austin.
I hear Jane. Good evening, Jane. And I hear you at the same time with Roger and Austin. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
Hear an echo.
Let's see. One, two. Somebody muted themselves, so I think we're done right now with the echo.
That was joshing.
Right. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next caller, we welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Good evening to you. Welcome. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello. This is Terry Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Back home.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, and it's great to hear you.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. Good evening to you, and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Rick in Iowa City.
Hello, Rick. Good evening to you, and welcome.
Hi.
And somebody else joined in. We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Michelle in Cambria.
Good evening to you, Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And we are past the clock of 6. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hello.
We welcome you.
Thank you.
Right. And let's see. Welcome to all those that are here listening in through BBS Radio Online. We can't see you. We can't hear you. But we are glad that you are participating with this. Jerry Brown, do you know about?
Hi, it's Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina.
Hello from Asheville. Who's this?
Prudy.
Prudy, my dear sister. How are you?
I'm very well. This is Hi.
All right.
Thank you.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
Hello, Catherine. We welcome you.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hello, Hi.
Hello, Ben. Good to hear you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Good evening, Hi. This is Raiden.
Raiden, good to hear your voice. How are you?
Good, well, with you.
All right, good, man. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, 603, welcome to everyone. Thank you so much for being here with us. We have the panel already. Mr. Winfrey and Mrs. Terry Brown are both here with us.
Terry's here?
Yep.
I didn't hear her. Hi, Terry.
Muted and not knowing it. We can't hear you, Terry. Of course, she might be looking for you.
We don't hear you. She's muted.
Or she might be selling stuff on the other line.
Oh, she's muted. I heard her scream it.
Okay. She's muted on her own end. She's on our side. She's unmuted.
You're muted.
Hey, some things take time, you know?
Yep.
All right, we're in the third month of this new year. No longer new, actually. And I wonder if Terry can hear us. Well, her line is still present, so she's not disconnected.
Terry, are you there?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes. Hi. This is Pat from Sacramento.
Hello, Pat. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Terry. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I did. I unmuted.
We hear you.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, the last one. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello.
Helen in Virginia.
Hello, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
The things are off, and I think we're about ready to roll.
Is Terry here?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Terry,
yes, you're not Terry.
You're not ready, are you?
No. Not ready.
Okay.
Never ready.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Terry. We never have to prove to anybody that you're from another realm.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know what's going to be asked, and I don't know what they're going to say. So I'm just not ready. I'm here.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Well, let's get started.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 1st, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Highs in Megalia, everybody everywhere.
Paradise.
In paradise. Are you not in Megalia? That's right, you moved, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Did you go visit BBS yet?
I have in the past, a couple of years ago.
Did you? Okay.
But now it turns out that Don, his son, is hanging out with my daughter.
Don's son is hanging out with your daughter.
Well, hanging out, they text and they get around.
They're not boyfriend or girlfriend, are they?
No.
No. How old's your daughter?
How old is she? 16, I believe.
16. She's old enough to have a boyfriend.
Yeah. She had a boyfriend.
Okay. All right. And let me see. You know, we don't have a lot of questions tonight. Well, see, nothing came in. So everybody knows everything, I guess. But if you have a long-standing question that you've been waiting to ask, ask it, because we'll get it in for sure. Sometimes, is today the Ides of March? Is that what March 1st is? Hello.
I don't know.
There's a question. Okay, Prudence, I see your question. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmute it for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We expand throughout their density, and we are ready to answer and assist in any way we can. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then it is not meant for you at this time. Sometimes a person may ask a question that is your question. However, their answer may be different than an answer for you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. I have a question. And there is an idea that oftentimes people don't do things that they think they should do or that they think it's in their highest purpose. And it's sitting in front of them and they don't do it. And there's an idea that the energy comes in when you actually start to do it, as you move towards doing it. And when you wait for the energy to come in, it never comes in, probably never comes in. Could you explain that phenomenon?
It all starts on the other side with the thought, with the intention. And it is developed in the astral by the thought pattern, and it can develop and come in and can be seen in a short burst or in a vision, and then it leaves, you don't see it, and then it comes in again as a vision, perhaps stronger. So as the future potential develops, you are then able to bring the pieces, the strings, together of the intentions. And it may not happen if these strings don't completely come together, or it may get stronger and stronger and happen. So if a person is intending to do something and then shies away from it, as long as it's still on the astral, it may not come in if they don't bring it in stronger and stronger. As it comes in stronger and stronger, synchronicities notice that it is a potential and collect upon the original intention. So synchronicities can then come together to help make the original intention happen. So it holds there in the astral and gets stronger. And if the person doesn't pick up on it eventually, then it can fade.
Thank you. At what point in this process can the Elohim and or Ra group notice that something's in process and make the decision to add their energy to it?
It isn't a particular point in time, as the Elohim can sense it and see it building and add energy as it builds and withdraw energy if it recedes. So it isn't some point in time. It is a gradual building, and they notice, we notice, and we can send our energy and monitor it in motion to see where the source is coming from. And if the source is steady in the flame, in the intention.
Thank you. Now, does that mean that does the person have to take an action to get the energy going, or can the energy get going just by them contemplating it? Does that get it going in the astral
the energy is not a separate thing in the distance. It is connected with the person. It is connected with all the factors involved in what it is being intended. It all works together.
Thank you. Okay, next question is from Valerie. I believe she's in Livermore. And first of all, she wants to thank you for answering my questions a couple of weeks ago about my friend Susie. She was so relieved with the great confirmation that it truly was a blessing. And yes, he did know Morse code before he passed. Tears of gratitude and joy. My question tonight is about vampires. A friend of mine asked me to go to Germany, and later it triggered a memory from when I was in college. I walked into the cafeteria with about 500 people and made a beeline towards a complete stranger. We thought we knew each other, but we couldn't figure out how. Anyway, I ended up spending 3 hours with this stranger. I skipped my classes, but the conversation was beyond belief. He was writing a book about his time in Germany in the military, and he met a woman. She had complete control over him, that he could not understand how she could do that. He tried to leave one time, and she took a knife and cut his hand and then healed it right before his eyes. She told him she was a vampire. Her whole family were vampires. Shortly after that, they all disappeared. 10 years later, she showed up at his door in California. It totally freaked him out. He went to a hypnotist and recorded it. He went through 7 past lives, spoke 7 different languages that he does not know in this lifetime. So my question is, do vampires truly exist? And could you explain more about them? TV always shows them as bloodsuckers. I do not believe that part as of yet. Thank you again.
There are many types of vampires. There are energy vampires that can suck one's energy, and they, as in this case, can have a particular paranormal sensitivity, as they are willing to think out of the box. They are willing to come up with talents and abilities to connect that they believe in, that others would not recognize as possible.
I was going to ask about there's a historical vampire, I think in England, that Dracula was based on. Is that based on a real story?
There are stories, myths, that are based upon reality, and it goes back, for the Dracula story, is pulled in from several different sources and put together as one story, as one representation of one person. There was a person such as Dracula. He and not have all of the things that were credited to him, but it was filled in with myths and stories from other vampire legends, and they were collected into one. People do not understand the story of the abilities of Dracula, and so they're willing to take a look at the whole ball of wax, and things were added to the original story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question on that same topic. When one studies some of the secret societies...
Closer to the mic, man.
Okay.
When one studies some of the secret societies, there's indications that people get together and drink blood. I don't know if we should talk about this. We don't want to talk about it, just pass. But when people do that, is that because there's something hereditary in them, or is it because they have adopted a ritual?
It can be more of an adopting of a ritual. That this ritual can give them powers that they would not ordinarily have. People do get together and do have ceremonies of drinking blood, even to the point of one-on-one. And it gives some of them a rush, which is based upon episodes of their past that have been triggered, where they have gotten a rush from that type of thing and feeling the transfer of energy from the blood to their body.
Thank you. Question from Edna. I would like to ask our sources about the remembrance of our individual identity. When we pass to the other side and we are not in physical form, do we remember who we really are? And do we remember all the other lives we had?
Yes and no. You have deep in your energy body the memories. However, when you pass to another life, you may possibly not remember, as your focus is a big part of what you see and what you have available to remember. If you were, say, in another realm and your focus was in this realm, then you may remember your lifetime and people of your lifetime, and you may seek to be with them again and to build a family with a Jane.
Thank you. How common an occurrence is it when somebody comes back into this realm to reincarnate to a family they had in a previous lifetime?
It is a very common occurrence. Most people do not remember. Not everyone reincarnates back into the same family as they were in, or the same genetic line. However, they are often attracted to the genetics, to the energy that they are familiar with. And they seek to reunite with their ancestors and to have another life with them.
Do they have the appearance of bodies? Do the bodies on the other side have organs and blood, or are they just pure energy?
Energy congeals into nervous systems, into systems of body operation. It congeals into that. However, in some other realms, it is of an ethereal nature, and they have much more control over their looks, their age, and over their physical body in the astral plane that they have moved into.
Thank you. And if they have the semblance of a physical body, can they do all the things that the physical 3D bodies do, like eat, have sex, have push-ups, develop muscles?
They can, although it is not heavy as it is in the third density. It is not cumbersome or heavy or awkward.
Thank you. Edna's second question, I was wondering if the reprogram that happened to me when I was captured and sent to Earth had erased my memory of who I am for good. Do I remember who I am when I am not in the physical body or when I pass to the other side? I imagine if I would have known who I am and where I come from, then probably I would have reincarnated where I used to live in the other solar system.
It was traumatic, and trauma often erases the memory of where you had come from. It is as if you wake up and the trauma has confused the memory, and the attempt is then to rewire yourself to cope with the new circumstances.
Thank you. Okay. Next question is from Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina. I have a question about seeing, feeling energy, such as that which I experienced last week. Also, it seems as though others may have questions about this also. What was the energy that I was able to see last week? I woke up to the energy in the room, very malleable, very golden sparkler-like. I felt the communication, and I started praying for those on the healing list and others. I have also had unique dreams. Can you comment on this, and how does one make this connection stronger? And I might add the question. I think it's obvious. Okay, I want to ask that question. Go ahead.
Those sparkles are what happened in the disconnection of blockages and the flowing of energies from grace from the higher realms and into the their density. And it is a beautiful energy and helps you to grow and to relieve little electrical blockages that bind you to one sensitivity and allow you to see beyond your own perspective.
Thank you. Question from Rich Buckley. And I don't know how to interpret this question, but I'll ask it. In Earth years, when did God become self-aware? I assume he means the one infinite creator. I assume
God is. God is. God is aware. However, there is no time where God is. So it is just simply that he is aware.
To know that you exist, you need to have time, yes?
Not necessarily. Is you do exist, and then to become aware that you exist, it magnifies it when you have two, when there are two entities that can reflect back and forth. However, God is aware that he, she exists.
Thank you. Next question. Don Herman. Could you and Wynn speak more on how to best process and deal with negative thoughts and feelings when they come up? Thank you, Don Herman. Maybe I should, he put me in there. I think it's one of the things that I've dealt with on the human side. So what I do is I observe myself. And I don't make myself wrong for having negative feelings. I process them, I observe them, and I don't act them out. And then sometimes I just put them in the light and let them go. And sometimes they go and sometimes they're still there. Sometimes I work around them. Because they will block me. They will tell me I'm not good enough or you can't do that or all kinds of things. And I've learned to set them aside to a certain degree motion forward. That's for me. Sometimes when you put those negative thoughts in the forefront, they sabotage you, and there'd be things you could do that you don't do because you allow those negative thoughts to block you, like, I'm not worthy of that, or I can't do that, or what, you know, any which way they might do that. I'm sure there's lots of ways. That's my experience. And let me turn it over to our sources and they can get their answer.
Thank you. There is a wealth of information that can be gleaned by not acting on the negative thoughts, but just looking at the negative thought and then following it down to what the basis of it could possibly be. If it is just totally off the wall, it may be just something you have picked up by telepathy. However, if it's something that keeps recurring and bothering you, then to just observe it and see what is just right behind it, what's on the other side of it. For instance, jealousy, maybe, that you might fight off and you might not want to take a look at it. But if you would look at it, you may see that there is something very strong that you have wanted and you have not gotten. And if someone else is getting it, then you might be jealous of that situation and wish it was you that was receiving the thing that you have felt you always wanted and you needed. So by just not acting on it, but just saying, here is a way, potential to take a look and to learn more, just even about the nature of jealousy. And instead of tabling it and not throwing energy at it, trying to block it or something, it's like let it just flow through you and see if you can tell if there is something that you have needed, really needed and wanted, that you have seen others have and then wished you did have. There is much information in negative thoughts, and it is different every time. It can be drug up, this information. And if it is just overpowering, then one can table it for another time, and then they would see that, again, it returns and take another little peek at it and then set it aside, and then something comes back again and take another little peek at it. And over time, you will learn more about motivations and what is yours and what isn't yours, and what is, like anger, for instance, is a real, can be a real negative pride, but perhaps it is deserved. And you can look at the anger and you can see the reason for the anger and just hit a pillow or allow the anger to bleed off. But don't put yourself down for it if you do feel that, because it is one of the human emotions and can tell you more about yourself. When you tend to suppress something, then it tends to knock on your door and want to come in stronger. That is her answer.
Okay. Thank you. Next question is from Helen in Virginia Beach. When I was in France years ago, I visited a beautiful old cathedral. I viewed a large statue that had been carved by Michelangelo. I learned it is the only statue he carved, not in Italy. As soon as I looked at the statue, I felt such strong emotion and was embarrassed by the emotion. It was an overwhelming feeling that I still remember today, very strong. I cannot figure out why it affected me so much. Was it something about the statue and the energy Michelangelo carved into it? Or is it some kind of memory of mine from a past life?
Thank you. You were called to go to Greece. You were called to go there to reestablish memories from a past life. And the reality of the statue brought forth the memory and brought it into real time more, and you experience the energy of it. Lynn?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. When somebody, we know we live in a holographic universe, and when we daydream or space out, we have all kinds of impressions washing over us, and how do we know how to evaluate those impressions and where they're coming from?
Observation is the best answer, to observe what it is. And if it doesn't seem connected with any other source or memory or anything, then just set it aside like an archive of information that may get other things, memories, tacked onto it. You may be exterior and dreaming, and you may run into things that you haven't experienced. This observation can lead you. It even write down your dreams, because after the dream occurs and the person begins to wake, the dream can rapidly dissipate and you may lose factors of it. So if you write it down, you may be able to, in a dream journal, to see things that you would not have seen if you merely tried to go by memory.
Thank you. Next question is from Janine Crossland. And I forget where, she didn't say where she's from.
Is it but, Utah?
Oh, yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah, she did say. Sorry. I am looking at a picture of my aura that I took sometime last summer. Now, I assume she used one of those aura cameras. And maybe I should ask the question. With those aura cameras, which they have at events and metaphysical stores, what are they actually showing? If they're not really showing your aura, you put your hand on something and it measures things in your hand. How closely correlated to what they show is it to your actual aura?
There are simulations based upon the energy that is created in the colors that then they bring forth on the camera. The energy is one of the main factors that is able to be placed upon the camera film and the digital camera information. So it brings forth the energy patterns and colors that a person is having and placed into the digital memory of the picture.
Thank you. So now she's continuing. She says, they rated the colors, or they put a number on them, but I'm not sure what the number means. You see, Janine, you have all the numbers. I don't know, you know, it's like you're taking their system of rating things. Maybe it means the strength of each particular aura thing, because it goes, the crown is 59. She says, the analysis says, my crown is 59, my brow is 63, my throat is 53, my heart is 62, my solar plexus is 83, my spleen is 78, and my root is 54. I have a lime green circle on top of my head and two purple or violet horns coming out of my temples, that I have light blue and green circles besides my head with yellow streams coming out of my ears, circling the blue and the green and connecting to the purple or violet streams at the top. Janine, you're tough. I'm left spinning just to hear your description. But we'll keep going. Could you please explain what this means for me? I do not completely understand how I can strengthen my crown chakra. Well, all of them, really. Thank you.
Thank you. Different colors indicate different areas, indicate different energy systems. So when you look at the picture as a whole, it has different energy systems, different colors, circles, say, or different energy streamings coming from different areas. It is hard to strengthen something that is taken on if it is generated by you, then it can be strengthened by you. If it is a energy circle, say, that seems disconnected from you, then it would be hard to strengthen that, and you may not want to. Thank you.
How about if one has an attachment or an entity? How does that impact your
aura? It can show up in the aura picture as being a different color or being a circle or a sphere that is somewhat disconnected from the whole.
Thank you. If a psychic that could see aura colors was looking at a person, how closely would the aura colors correspond to the aura camera pictures?
It depends upon the camera. It should correspond very well if it is a well-made camera.
Thank you. All right, we're just about to switch over to Whole Planet Healing. It's 7:53, we have 2 minutes. And let me see if I have a question here, or... Why don't I just give you an open mic and share what you think is important for us to hear.
Thank you. We prefer to answer questions because then we can laser in on information you are looking for and be of assistance. We send and we receive love from the third density and we see the energy patterns, much like the energy patterns of a person in front of an aura camera. The Earth has aura pictures, different colors, energy colors, as the Earth goes through cycles. Thank you.
You know, I thought of a good, quick question. And that is, some people talk about a photon belt or energies coming in from higher realms, and that their days are up and down depending on those energies. And sometimes they say solar flares are responsible. And my question is, to what extent is it possible for someone to rise above their responding to those energies?
It is a matter of focus. The body is responding to those energies. The soul energy can be so strong that it balances and rights the individual in spite of the body's response to the energies in streaming.
Thank you. All right. we're going to end this session and go over to Whole Planet Healing. And those of you on the line, you probably know how to get to Whole Planet Healing. But let me see. If you go to wholeplanethealing.com, it's got the number. And I'll read the number right now, just in case. 712-770-4340, PIN 250513. And we start there in about 4 minutes. And I'm going to play the very first time that Terry ever did a live channeling. I'm going to play the audio of it. It's short. And so come over and take a listen. And thank you very much for being here today.
Goodbye.